which you can find on page 1089 of the Church Bibles. John chapter 20 on page 1089. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. And now we'll go down to verse 24. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may live life in his name.
I'll wait for a nod from Keith and I'll move to this one to start with. Brilliant. Thank you, Tim and others who are making faces at me. It's really good. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for God's help. Would you pray as I pray? Lord God, as we've opened our Bibles, we pray, please, you'd open the eyes of our hearts so that we may know Jesus better. And we pray this in his name. Amen. Now, grown-ups, just so you know, and you can pace yourselves, I'm going to be teaching in two blocks this morning. The first block will be about 20 minutes, and the second block will be about five, okay? So you know, and with a song in the middle. Great. This morning is going to involve all of us with some actions at various points, and we're going to get some help as well from Ali, one of our apprentices. Be really good. Now, all of us, think first of all about eyes and ears. Okay, think about eyes and ears. Who's got eyes? Stick a hand up. Great, good, you're on the case, good. Point to your eyes. Very good. Point to somebody else's eye. Don't poke it out. Good, very good. Who's got ears? Very good. Feel your ears. Very good. And instead of pointing to somebody else's, lick your finger. Stick it in somebody's ear. No, it's all right. Now, what do you do with your ears? Somebody help me. What do you do with your ears? Gaddy. Hear. Pardon? Hear. Where? No, here. Great. You hear with your ears. What do you do with your eyes? Taylor? You see with them. You hear with your ears and you see with your eyes. Now, if you hear me saying there are chocolates in that room for all the children afterwards, will you believe me? You've heard me saying there are chocolates in that room for all the children afterwards. Will you believe me? Hands up if you believe me. Those people are either hungry or hopeful. Now, let's find out. Shall we send Ali? Shall we send Ali in there? And let's see. Oh, let's have a look. Oh, look what Ali's found. Great. Stay there, Ali, just a moment. So if you see Ali holding chocolates for all the children afterwards, will you believe me? Hands up if you believe me. Oh, a whole lot more. Brilliant. That's believing just by seeing. Thank you, Ali. That's believing just by seeing. We're going to think now about one person that first Easter called Thomas, who thought believing was all about seeing. He thought he could only believe in Jesus if he saw him with his eyes. Someone who said he'd only believe Jesus had risen from the dead if he saw him and touched him. Grown-ups, just for you for a moment. Do you ever hear people say, if only I had faith like yours? Sometimes non-Christians say that, don't they? I wish I had your faith. Sometimes they say, if only I was there that first Easter. If only I could have been Thomas. If only I could have seen Jesus. If only I could go on a trip to Israel, to Jerusalem. If only I didn't have so many questions. Sometimes we Christians say that as well, don't we? To other Christians, wish I had your faith. Maybe you've said that or thought it. Well, we're going to need to hear what Jesus says to Thomas this morning. He says, blessed are those who haven't seen and yet believe. So we don't need, like Thomas, to see evidence. We need to hear it. Or more precisely, we need to read it. And that's what we're going to do. Great. Happy on mics, Keith? Might need to do something to this. Excuse me. Ah, good work. The button went from mute to on. Thank you, Keith. Okay, everybody, eyes and ears ready. Let's go back to this amazing report we've had. We're going to need to look carefully and listen carefully as well. There are going to be three scenes we're going to look at, and we're going to demonstrate them to each other with actions. More on that in a moment. Okay, scene one. So disciples and Thomas. Ali's going to read to us again from verse 19. Ali.
Verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And verse 24. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came.
Thank you very much. Who can tell me something about Thomas from verse number 24? Tell me something about Thomas from verse number 24. Joshua. He was called Didymus. Is that because he was short? Probably not. He might have been a twin. We've got a number of twins here, haven't we? Gemma and Kirsten, Florence and Alice, and Holly and Beth. And any other babies we ought to know about? No. Tell me something else about Thomas from verse 24. Esther. He was one of the 12. That is, he'd been with Jesus for the last 3 years. And we come across him twice in the Gospel before this, where we see him being loyal, but maybe a little pessimistic as well. Tell me something else from verse 24 about Thomas. Esther.
He wasn't there when the risen Jesus came to the other disciples.
Maybe he joined them that same evening after Jesus had left. Now look at verse number 25 and help me. What did the other disciples tell him? William.
We have seen him.
We have seen him. We have seen the Lord, they said. But what did Thomas say? What did Thomas say? Phoebe. Great, well done. Unless I see the nail marks, I will not believe it. Literally it is, in no way will I believe it. In no way will I believe it. See what he's saying to the others? You're imagining it. It wasn't him. I'd need to see nothing less than the nail marks. He repeats it. Nothing less than the nail marks. Now, grown-ups, catch this. Sometimes we're harsh on Thomas. We call him Doubting Thomas, don't we? But remember, he wasn't there when Jesus first appeared to the other disciples. But sometimes we're soft on Thomas. We think of him as sensible Thomas, not believing what he'd heard until he'd had it confirmed, until he'd seen Jesus. But we forget the words Jesus said to him. Stop doubting and believe. So in fact, we need to call him stubborn Thomas, unbelieving Thomas. We're not told Thomas asked anything more. During that week in between, he didn't seem to investigate, he didn't ask questions, he didn't go to Christianity Explored. He just said, no, I won't, shan't. I'm going to tell you a story to illustrate that like this. Picture a small boy, aged about 3. He's on the beach with his family, small boy with brown eyes and brown hair. When that small boy didn't get what he wanted, do you know what he did? I'll tell you. He lay down on the sand, got his hands like this, grabbed handfuls of sand, and then beat the sand like this. And while he was doing that, with his fists, do you know what else he did? He screamed! He went, "Ah!" like this. And kept on doing it. "Ah!" Do you know what his mum and dad did? They found it so funny. They let him carry on. "Ah!" Until he was so tired, he stopped. That small boy was me. And that stubbornness is just a bit like Thomas. Unless this happens, I won't believe it. In no way will I believe it, he says. He had to have it his way. So when the other disciples left that night saying, "We've seen Jesus, he's alive, have a great week," Thomas said, "No, I won't." Now's the time to demonstrate this first scene, and we're going to need Ali's help. We're going to do some actions, and Ali's going to take a picture. Brilliant. Have you come, Ali? Be really good. I think we're going to need two groups here, so why don't I make... why don't we have this first group in the middle? You need to be like the disciples. You can be overjoyed. I don't know how you show your joy. It might be, yes! It might be sort of Tim Henman-like. Or it might be... Or whatever it is. In a moment, you need to be overjoyed, okay? Get it ready. And over here, these two groups, you need to be like Thomas. Unbelieving. So that might be like this. Fists together, crossed arms, feet firmly together, and a frown on your face. Okay? You get ready to be Thomas, please. You get ready to be overjoyed. And Ali's getting a picture ready. Really good.
Being overjoyed,
don't worry. Overjoyed, please. Overjoyed. Thank you. Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you. Ready? And have you got some? Oh, look at these unbelieving Thomases. And over here as well. Very good. Look at those. Nice. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ali. What a contrast. Easter divides people into two groups. Those saying, amazing. What a cause of joy.
although saying impossible, didn't happen, couldn't happen, won't believe it. Which group are you in? I know you're sitting around, but which group are you in? Okay, scene two. The focus is on Jesus. Let's get Ali back. And let's follow as Ali reads verses 26 and 27. Bible as well as camera.
Verse 26.
26.
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe."
Thank you very much. You might just like to go back to verse 26 on the page before. Question, please, I need your help with. Tell me something about Jesus from verse 26. Jake. They were. Great. Keep going, Jake. And spot. Brilliant. He was. And just keep going just a little bit more, and there's something about Jesus. Brilliant. Well worked. Thank you. All of that is true. Disciples together. Thomas with them. Doors locked. Jesus came and stood among them. Jesus came through locked doors and stood among them. Now, what did Jesus say to them? Same verse. What did Jesus say to them? William.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Was he just saying, "Hello, peace man"? Was he just saying, "Oi, shush at the back, calm down"? Was he just launching a greeting that would be used in churches down the centuries? Peace be with you, and also with you. No, Jesus could talk about peace, real peace, real peace. Peace with God the Father. Because on the cross, Jesus turned away God's anger at how we've treated him. Jesus died instead of us, bringing peace with God the Father for all who trust him. But then Jesus spoke to Thomas, didn't he? Have a look with me, verse 27. Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Did you see, or please notice, how close Jesus' words were to Thomas' words? Did you see that? Did you see, Jesus heard Thomas even though he wasn't there when Thomas spoke them. Jesus knew every word Thomas had said. So, children, and all of us, get this, how great it is Jesus hears us wherever we are. How kind Jesus is to deal with Thomas exactly as he wanted. How kind Jesus is to us. But then, did you see how strongly Jesus speaks to him? He gives him commands, doesn't he? Put, see, reach, put. Stop doubting and believe. Stop doing something and start doing something. Think of it a bit like this. Sometimes it might be the case that mum or dad tells you to stop doing something and to start doing something. So maybe it works like this. Little people, what's this? Grace. Remote control. What's this? Jake. It's a Thomas the Tank Engine video. Just maybe sometimes mum or dad says, stop watching the video and go and... What are these? If I can get them the right way up. Here you go. What are these? Yes, sir. Clothes.
maybe mum or dad says, stop watching the video, go and get dressed. Or maybe it works like this. What's this? A Cheerio box. Maybe mum or dad has to say, stop talking and eat. What are these? Shoes. Shoes. Yes, they are. Maybe mum or dad has to say, when you're walking along the road, stop dawdling and run. These are trainers. Keep up. What's this? Looks rather good, doesn't it? What's this? Yes. It's a game. I'm sure that's what you said. It's a game called Space Race. Maybe sometimes mum or dad has to say, stop fighting and play a game. Or let's play a game. Stop doing one thing and start doing another. Jesus says to Thomas, stop doing one thing, start doing another. Stop doubting and believe. Literally, it's even better. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. Don't be unbelieving, but become believing. Grown-ups, quick thought for you here. Unbelief is different from doubt. Unbelief says, in no way will I believe. Doubt says, I believe, but I'm struggling to believe. Both need to be tackled, but in different ways. Doubt with gentleness, but unbelief with straight talking. So it's almost as if Thomas is being told off. He's being spoken to. He'd previously been a loyal follower of Jesus, but now he is to stop unbelief and become believing. Okay, let's demonstrate that. Ali, come back with you, Wood. And this is something we can all do together. We're going to need to demonstrate Jesus being kind. So maybe with one hand, he's showing Thomas his hand. But with the other hand, Jesus is being stern, and he's telling Thomas off. So you need one hand, Jesus showing his hands to Thomas, and the other hand, telling him off. Okay, get that ready for Ali. Do that now, and Ali will take your picture. Great. Very good, thank you. Take a seat, Ali, thank you very much. Scene three, we're going to concentrate on Thomas. We're not told that Thomas did put out his finger and touch Jesus. We're just told this one thing. It's there in verse 28. Would you have a look with me? Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. He's not just saying, oh my word. He's saying something about Jesus. He is Lord and God. God the Son, who shares the Father's nature. God the Son, who sustains the world. He's saying Jesus is God the Son, who became a person, who lived the perfect life, who got nailed to a cross, now raised to life. Jesus, you're the one. You're God's promised king who'd rule forever. You are the Word made flesh. So do you see, unbelieving Thomas has become believing Thomas. Tantrum Thomas is now trusting Thomas. His faith in Jesus is awakened. He's saying, Jesus, you are Lord and God, and you are my Lord and God. And as Thomas looked at Jesus' hands and side, he realized, Jesus, you have done this for me. You have done this for me. And then in answer, Jesus doesn't say, oh, do pipe down. Oh, honestly, let's not get over the top. But he receives it. Lord and God, he is. So we're going to need to demonstrate that. Ali, come back for the last time. And we're going to need to demonstrate Thomas. We'll all do this. We need to show Thomas being amazed. and trusting. So he's looking at Jesus, amazed. Okay, let's see that. Ready? Ready? Great at the back. Thank you very much. We're going to send our musicians back. Let's sing. Would you stand? Halfway through verse 29. Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed are those. So here's the lesson for all of us. For all of us who won't in this life see Jesus with our eyes. Here are the words that speak down the centuries. Blessed are those not seeing and believing. Blessed are those. Thomas saw and believed. We are to hear and believe. And believers, you know, friends, you know, it's not just that we believe about the events of the first Easter. It's not just that we believe Jesus died and rose again, but we placed our trust in him. Not just believing facts, but trusting him. And you see the promise in that verse? We are blessed. Blessed by God now. We have life, eternal life, in Jesus now and in its fullness to come. So friends, continue that way. We have received life from him. So keep going on, taking in Jesus' words, going on trusting him. We walk by faith, not by sight. Okay. But then there's a lesson here for all who wouldn't say they are believers in Christ. Take it, it's some here. Take it, it's many of our friends. Maybe you're at the stage of looking into Christian things. Well then, please come with me to verse 30. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written. These are written. And the gospel records that Jesus' miracles, which serve as signs to who he is. And then here's the greatest sign of them all, Jesus' death and resurrection. John the writer says, I haven't listed them all, you've got enough. So for people who want to say, I wish I had your faith, the Bible's answer is, believing comes through hearing. Faith comes from hearing the message about Jesus' death and resurrection. Here's the evidence for it. So start looking into it. Read a gospel. Pick up a booklet. Start looking into it.
But maybe you're one of those people who knows these things are true, but you've never come to God in repentance and faith. You need to hear Jesus' words to Thomas. Stop being unbelieving. Shake off this unbelieving habit. Drop it. And come to Christ. Be like Thomas in verse 28, saying to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." This is what coming to faith looks like. Maybe you really want to become a Christian, but you just find you can't repent and trust God. Then ask him for mercy on you. He will hear that prayer. If you're here on Friday, you remember we are thinking of the skeptic who says, "If only I could see, I'd believe. If only I could see, I would believe." The Bible says, if only you would believe, you would see. If only you'd hear and believe what's written and come to Christ, you would see. I'm going to close with a prayer. Let's pray. Lord God, we pray that you would give faith and grow faith in us today because of what we have read in your word. And we pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Children, if you'd like a chocolate afterwards, and that's okay with Mum and Dad, go and see Ali. If you want to see the pictures afterwards, go and see Ali. And the pictures will be deleted after lunch. Craig, thanks.
Thank you, Al. Words of our next song, "You're Alive, You're Alive, You Have Risen." Alleluia. Let's stand and sing this song.